The Rumsfeld mission to South Asia capped several weeks of intensive diplomacy by several countries working to prevent India and Pakistan from going to war. Britain and Russia were heavily involved. China, Iran, and Japan tried to use their influence to ease tensions. The multinational effort finally paid off last week as Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage held meetings in Islamabad and New Delhi. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Richard Armitage says that international pressure finally brought reason and logic to bear on India and Pakistan. The breakthrough came, he says, as he met with Pakistan's President Musharraf.
Well, I think it was clearly the assurance that President Musharraf gave me that activities across the line of control would be stopped permanently. And he did this in a commitment to the United States and the international community, and I think this was seen very positively in New Delhi.
Since that commitment by Musharraf, Armitage says, even India agrees that infiltrations from Pakistan across the line of control are greatly reduced. India has taken reciprocal steps, although New Delhi still demands that Musharraf dismantle camps in Pakistan that train militants for action against India and Kashmir. George Perkovich, senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says that's a critical issue in India-Pakistan relations.
There's a fairly widely held view that those camps, in many cases, have been supported by elements of the Pakistani government and or clearly haven't been defeated or removed by the Pakistani government. So that, you know, one issue is, does a government support and help build and nurture camps? The other issue is, does it tolerate their existence on its territory?
Secretary of State Colin Powell said Monday that Musharraf has pledged to take steps related to dismantling the training camps. Richard Armitage says he and Musharraf discussed the matter at length.
And I carried carefully to Delhi the comments that President Musharraf made, and I think I'll let those comments just rest among the Indians and Musharraf and myself.
Activity in the camps can be monitored by satellite imagery and other intelligence measures. Richard Armitage says there are some signs of changes within the camps, but he won't be specific. Any effort to dismantle the camps would be a significant move by President Musharraf. The fighters being trained in the camps would be inclined to resist, and many are ready to die for their beliefs. George Perkovich says there also could be political repercussions within Pakistan, although probably not serious enough to bring down the government.
These people in the camps, in many cases, are supported by donations from people within Pakistan, by mosques within Pakistan. That element in the society, which is a very small minority, I mean, yes, it could become very disgruntled and try to express it in politics.
But in the immediate future, India says that it needs to see evidence that President Musharraf will live up to his promises to crack down on infiltration. Pakistan has called for international observers to monitor cross-border activity, but India opposes third-party involvement. The problem is that even if Musharraf does everything in his power to stop infiltrations, future attacks are considered inevitable because there are people already in Indian-controlled Kashmir who oppose Indian rule. Armitage says India is well aware of that.
India has indicated they realize that President Musharraf can't be responsible for all activities, but from India's point of view, they want to see the Pakistanis intent on doing the best they can do, that is, exerting the best possible effort to control things.
Richard Armitage says India's response to another attack would be dictated by the circumstances. But according to Armitage, the last weeks of diplomacy have been conducted with one immediate goal, to lower tensions sufficiently so that India and Pakistan could absorb the crisis of another attack without going to war. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.